The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Trial of metformin-clomastine combo enrolls first patient. The first participant has been enrolled in a new clinical trial that is testing whether an antihistamine in combination with a diabetes medication might promote the repair of the myelin sheath in people with multiple sclerosis. The trial's first participant, Annabelle, was diagnosed with relapsing MS over a decade ago. "I was so inspired when I saw the clinical trial and signed up straight away. Just a few months ago, I was told there was nothing I could do. Now I'm the first participant on a new trial. It's given me so much hope," Annabelle said in a press release from the UK's MS Society. "The recruitment of our first participant is a huge milestone. We're another step closer to a time when a person with MS will be given a handful of treatments to tackle all the different elements of MS so that their life will be minimally affected by the condition," added Alice Dare Coles, a professor at the University of Cambridge, who is leading the trial. "MS is caused by the body's immune system accidentally attacking the myelin sheath, which is a fatty covering around nerve fibers that helps them send electrical signals more efficiently. There are more than a dozen disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, approved to treat relapsing types of MS. These medications all work to reduce the autoimmune inflammatory attack that drives the disease, thus decreasing relapse risk and slowing disability progression. Although some existing DMTs can slow the progression of MS, they cannot repair damage that has already occurred. Repairing lost myelin, remyelination, is seen by many as a holy grail quest for MS treatment. This Phase 2 clinical trial, sponsored by the Cambridge University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust, aims to enroll about 50 adults, ages 25 to 50, with relapsing remitting MS, who currently are on stable treatment with a DMT. In addition to continuing their DMTs, participants will be assigned randomly to take a combination of metformin, 500 milligrams, and clomastine, 1.34 milligrams, or a placebo, by mouth once daily. Metformin is a medication that is used to control blood sugar in people with diabetes. Research done in preclinical models has suggested that it may improve cognition and promote remyelination, but metformin has never been studied formally in MS. Clomastine is an antihistamine that has been used to control allergies, and research has indicated that it can activate oligodendrocyte progenitor cells, a type of brain cell involved in the production of myelin. A previous study, the Phase 2 REBUILD trial, tested clomastine in addition to DMTs in 50 MS patients with chronic damage to the optic nerve, which transmits signals from the eyes to the brain. Results suggested that clomastine treatment improved the speed of signals along the optic nerves, and that this effect persisted for at least 2 months after stopping the therapy. Since a functional myelin sheath is crucial for neurons to efficiently and speedily send electrical signals, the results indicated that the therapy promoted remyelination. Animal studies suggest that metformin may enhance the effects of clomastine, but the combination has never before been tested in humans. The new study is currently enrolling participants with a delayed response to stimulus in at least one eye, but without a history of optic neuritis or inflammation of the optic nerve in the past 2 years. Enrollment is ongoing at Aidan Brooks Hospital in Cambridge, UK. The trial's main goal is to compare the effect of the double treatment against a placebo on the speed of signals along the affected optic nerve after 26 weeks or about half a year. Changes in vision, retinal thickness, and MRI-based measures of myelin damage and repair also will be assessed. While there are over a dozen licensed treatments for people with relapsing forms of MS, there are still lots of people without treatment. "This new research really is a major milestone in our plan to stop MS, and we're excited to get the results," said Claire Walton, PhD, the MS Society's head of research. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on April 26, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on April 22, 2022. The High Cost of Living with MS. I always knew that living with multiple sclerosis was super expensive, but a new study is a real eye-opener. The study, published in the journal Neurology, puts the annual tab for MS in the U.S. at $85.4 billion in 2019. Most of that amount, $63.3 billion, comes from direct medical costs. Things like disease-modifying therapy, or DMT, infusions at clinics, $6.7 billion, outpatient care, $5.5 billion, and prescription medications, $37.9 million. Non-medical costs, such as lost earnings from sick days, early forced retirement, home modifications, and caregiver bills, total $22.1 billion. With about 1 million people in the U.S. living with MS, that implies an excess economic burden for each of us of $65,612 when compared with a healthy person, according to the study. DMTs are the costliest item, ranging from $57,202 to $92,719 per person with MS. Non-medical costs totaled about $22,875,000 per person. Let's ease this burden. While we've long known MS is a highly expensive disease, this study confirms the real impact of these costs have on people with MS, their families and care partners, as well as the U.S. economy. National MS Society President and CEO Cindy Zagiboilo said in a press release, "Urgent and immediate attention is needed to ensure the cost of care is affordable and treatment for MS is accessible. We probably don't pay out of pocket for many of these costs. They may be covered by private or government insurance. Even so, private insurance can be costly. It can have high deductibles, and it usually doesn't cover everything. We pay for government health insurance indirectly via taxes." As Zagiboilo says, something needs to be done to ease the financial impact of MS. Let's start at the doctor's office. A few years ago, I wrote about the cost of DMTs, calling it the elephant in the examining room, and suggesting that people with MS talk about their treatment costs with their physicians. Our healthcare providers shouldn't turn a blind eye to the cost of the treatments they prescribe. They need to realize that if patients are cutting pills in half or skipping doses because they can't afford the cost, as some have, the treatment isn't appropriate and some sort of treatment change is needed. Let's include Big Pharma. Let's also change attitudes at the pharmaceutical companies. In a series of interviews a few years back, four pharmaceutical and biotech industry executives acknowledged that decisions about the price of new DMTs were driven, at least in part, by the price of DMTs already on the market. I have sat through hours of my life of countless meetings debating pricing, but really what it came down to was, what is everyone else pricing? What do we think we can get for it? One interviewee said. An attitude like that doesn't help solve the problem. Let's include government. In the U.S., elected officials have been talking for years, probably decades, about taking steps to lower the cost of prescription drugs. However, while they talk the talk, they seem unwilling to walk the walk. Let's remember that when we go to the polls. In the U.K., the problem is different. There, officials sometimes seem too cost-conscious. They frequently refuse to make new treatments quickly available to people with MS because they don't think the treatments are cost-effective. The prescription medication, Ponvory, ponesimod, is a recent example. Is there a way to quickly provide new treatments to people with MS while still holding the line on costs? To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.